you know, how about that? The Show Me State games made ESPN.com's list of 101 things that all sports fans must experience before they die. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's really a fantastic thing. In fact, we're just below seeing a Monday night football game, so that really means a lot.
Yeah, I was looking at the list. You guys beat out some pretty tough competition, the hot dog eating championships, the tough man competition, and then I was impressed by this one, the Harlem Globetrotters.
Very proud of it. It's really something that all Missourians can really take pride in, because we have, you know, over the year we have over 35,000 that compete in all of our events, and it's really something that all Missourians can be very proud of.
I want to talk about some of the specifics for this year's games, but before that, why are the Show Me games such a huge success each year, not just from an execution standpoint, but from a participation level?
Well, I think one of the biggest reasons why is that where we have the Show Me State games in the city of Columbia and, of course, on the University of Missouri campus, it's in the center of the state for the most part, so everybody from around the state is able to come. I really think that that is one of the biggest reasons.
I was on the website, and there's a wide variety of sports for individuals and teams, obviously things like baseball, basketball, Olympic-style sports. But I noticed things in there like dodgeball, kickball, things that I played on the schoolyard. I mean, that's awesome. Paintball. How do those sports and activities make the list?
Oh, well, you know, some of it is we get people that will approach us and that might be very knowledgeable about a sport. Some of it, obviously, for instance, like dodgeball. Dodgeball really hit big the last couple years. I think a lot of it had to do with the movie that came out. You know, we try to look at what sports are growing, and we just try to add sports that we think that Missourians would like to do.
Is registration still open for events this year?
Yes, registration. Most of the sports, the deadline is July 1st. Some of the sports we do have on-site registration for, like a lot of the running and track sports. We did extend our basketball deadline, which is kind of staggered, so people can visit our website, www.smsg.org, to look at the deadlines for the sports that they like to participate in.
As athletes and families prepare for the games, what final preparation should they be making prior to the event? And then any tips, a survival guide in terms of for people coming to the games in Columbia?
Well, of course, booking your hotel ahead of time is probably the best tip that it can give. In fact, when the games are over, most of the hotels get booked up almost immediately after. So making that hotel reservation is of primary importance. And then, of course, just, you know, showing up with all your equipment. Of course, there's lots of places around Columbia where people can go if they forget something, but showing up with all of your gear and really just preparing to compete to win, but also be good sports and be prepared to have a good time competing with other people from around the state. Maybe make some new friends and enjoy competition. You know, all the athletes are encouraged to participate in the opening ceremonies. We have a parade of athletes, and we just ask that they show up to Mizzou Arena an hour before the opening ceremonies on July 20th at 7, and then it's free and open to the public, so anyone can come.
Seth Myers, information specialist for the Show Me Games, thank you, and congratulations on number 90 on the list. Maybe you'll move up next year, huh?
Today we're 90, and I'm trying to figure out why.
I've got
email into the rider, but we were 89 yesterday, and today we're 90. So
maybe they bumped the hot dog eating championships up on you, huh?
I guess. I don't know.
That's great. Hey, listen, I appreciate your time.
Hey, thank you very much, Bill.